All right, so today we're going to dig into a really concerning situation happening right now in South Africa.
Yeah.
Specifically, a report from the Department of Basic Education mm-hmm. about food poisoning among school kids.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when you first hear about it, you kind of assume that it's a problem with the National School Nutrition Program.
Right.
Which is a huge program that feeds millions of learners every single day.
Right.
But the report very clearly says that's not the problem.
Okay, so what is the problem?
Well, according to the report, most of the cases seem to be stemming from kids buying food from vendors and shops near the schools.
Ah, so not from the official, like, catered meals.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's got to be causing a ton of problems. Like, I'm assuming, like, missed school and just a lot of worry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got kids getting sick, classes are being disrupted, and of course, parents are really concerned.
Of course. So if it's not the national program, then what's going on with these other places?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
The report doesn't really get into specifics about, like, who's selling what or where the exact problems are.
Okay.
But it does really emphasize the need for better hygiene and awareness in, like, the whole community.
Yeah, because they're not really under the same regulations as the national program, right?
Exactly.
So the report actually lays out five basic hygiene practices that everyone should be following.
Yeah, things like keeping food at safe temperatures, separating raw and cooked food, you know, basic stuff.
Yeah, exactly, like common sense stuff.
Exactly.
But obviously it's not happening consistently enough.
Right, and here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The Department of Basic Education isn't just pointing the finger at vendors.
Okay.
They're calling for everyone to step up, like parents, teachers, governing bodies. Everyone.
Wow. So like a total community effort.
Yeah. They even suggest like creating a database of all the food vendors that are operating near schools.
Whoa. Okay. Hold on. That seems like a lot. Like how would you even manage something like that?
It would be a big undertaking for sure.
Yeah.
But you can see where they're coming from.
Right.
It's about increasing accountability.
Right.
They also talk about the importance of schools working with tuck shop owners to offer healthier choices.
Interesting.
And encouraging parents to be really vigilant about where their kids are getting food from.
Okay, so it's really about a change in mindset for everyone.
Absolutely, and I think what's really crucial here is they're not just placing the blame solely on these vendors.
Right.
Because a lot of times these are just people trying to make a living.
Right.
So they're acknowledging that there might be some systemic issues at play.
Like what kind of issues?
Well, maybe there's a lack of resources or knowledge or even just like oversight. In some areas.
Right.
So it's more about understanding the complexities and working together to improve the situation.
And it sounds like this is a really serious problem because the report even mentions that there have been deaths linked to this.
Yeah, unfortunately there have.
Yeah.
And it just underscores how high the stakes are.
Absolutely. It's a stark reminder that food safety has real consequences, especially when it comes to kids.
Yeah, and they really drive that point home. They urge communities to report any suspected poisoning cases immediately to the municipality and the South African Consumer Goods and Services Ombudsman.
So basically, don't wait around if you think something's wrong.
Exactly. Time is of the essence here.
Makes sense. One thing that really stood out to me was the contrast between the strict guidelines of the National School Nutrition Program and the lack of those same guidelines outside the program.
Yeah, that's a huge gap, right? Yeah. The report calls out school camps, tuck shops, those informal vendors, you know, all the places where the national program's guidelines and food baskets aren't necessarily being followed.
So basically, there's a whole area of food being sold to kids that's not being held to the same standard.
Exactly. And it makes you think maybe we need broader regulations and education efforts that cover those areas too.
Yeah, like maybe it's time to rethink how we approach food safety in those informal settings.
Right, because right now there's a bit of a disconnect.
The report doesn't let school governing bodies and school management teams off the hook either.
No, they definitely have a huge role to play here. They're responsible for making sure kids have healthy and safe food options, both inside and outside of school.
So it's about creating a system where healthy choices are supported and readily available.
Exactly.
And it's interesting that they don't just tell schools to crack down on vendors.
Right. They recommend a more collaborative approach.
Like what kind of approach?
Well, they suggest engaging with those tuck shop operators and vendors directly.
Oh, so like working with them instead of just punishing them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about educating them on nutrition and food safety and really making them partners in creating a healthier environment.
That's actually a really cool idea.
It is, right. It shifts the focus from punishment to empowerment.
Yeah. And it acknowledges that real change needs a multifaceted approach.
Absolutely. It's about bringing everyone to the table, schools, parents, vendors, governing bodies, everyone working together to create a safer, healthier food environment for all the kids.
Well said. This whole thing really underscores that food safety is not someone else's problem. It's everyone's responsibility.
Couldn't agree more. Especially when it comes to our kids. We all have a stake in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this report has definitely highlighted just how much work there is to do.
Yeah, there's no easy fix here. But at least it's sparked a crucial conversation.
Definitely. And hopefully it'll lead to some positive changes down the line.
I hope so, too. And, you know, it's not just South Africa dealing with this.
Yeah, you're right. This is a global problem.
Yeah. Food safety is something every country struggles with.
And I think it's easy to get complacent, especially in places where you think the system is already pretty good.
Right. We assume everything's under control. But these kinds of situations are a reminder that there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. And things are constantly changing, too. New ingredients, new ways of preparing food, new distribution channels. It's a lot to keep track of.
Exactly. And you've got the whole informal food sector to think about, too. Street vendors, markets, well, all those places that are really hard to regulate.
Yeah. That's a tough one because you want to support those small businesses, but you also need to make sure the food they're selling is safe.
Right. It's a balancing act. And this report really highlights that tension.
It's not about shutting down those vendors. It's about working with them to create a system where they can thrive while still meeting those safety standards.
Absolutely. It's about building a culture of food safety into every part of the process.
And a big part of that is education, right? Making sure everyone has access to clear and simple information about food safety practices.
Yeah, it's not just about educating the vendors, it's about educating consumers too.
Right, like we need to know the signs of foodborne illness, what to look out for, how to report problems if we see them.
Exactly. We need to be informed consumers, asking questions, paying attention, speaking up for our own health and the health of our communities.
It's not just about what we're eating, it's about understanding where that food came from and how it got to our plate.
Right. We're all part of the food system, and we all have a responsibility to make sure it's safe.
There's another aspect of this that I think is really important, and the report touches on it too, the psychological impact of these food poisoning incidents, especially on kids.
Oh, absolutely. That's something we often overlook. Food poisoning isn't just a physical thing. It can be really traumatic.
Yeah, especially for young children.
Right. It can create fear, anxiety, even long-term aversions to certain foods.
And I think on a broader level, it can really erode trust in the food system as a whole.
Yeah, when people start to doubt the safety of their food, it has ripple effects on everything from public health to the economy.
It's a big deal. So the report definitely paints a pretty grim picture, but there's also a glimmer of hope in there.
Yeah, for sure. It's not all doom and gloom. The focus on collaboration, education, community involvement, that's where the solutions lie.
It reminds us that even these huge complex problems can be tackled if we work together.
Exactly. Pooling our knowledge, our resources, taking responsibility together, that's how we create a safer, healthier food environment for everyone.
You know, this deep dive has really given me a lot to think about.
Me too. It's a good reminder that food safety is an ongoing process. It's not something you just fix and forget about.
Right. It requires constant vigilance and a willingness to adapt.
And I think that's the key takeaway for everyone listening. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be proactive about your own food choices.
Because we all have a role to play in creating a safer, healthier food system.
Absolutely, well said.
It's wild, right? Just thinking about how all these pieces fit together when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah. It's like this massive web. Everything's interconnected.
And you can't just rely on the government to fix it all. It takes everyone working together.
Absolutely. It's about communities taking ownership and building trust.
Like that idea of creating a database of all the food vendors near schools.
Yeah, that one's really interesting.
It's not about naming and shaming.
Right. It's about transparency.
Yeah, giving people more information so they can make informed choices about where they're buying food.
And it could even open up opportunities for collaboration.
Like schools working directly with the vendors to improve things.
Exactly. It's a more proactive approach.
This report really makes you think outside the box.
It does. It challenges those assumptions we have about how to address food safety.
It's not just about rules and regulations.
It's about people and communities.
And making sure that everyone has access to safe and healthy food.
Especially for future generations.
Well said. I'm feeling kind of optimistic after all this.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done, but there's also a lot of potential.
It shows that even with these huge, complex problems, collective action can really make a difference.
Couldn't agree more. So for everyone listening out there, remember, you have a voice.
Stay informed, stay engaged.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Because food safety is something we all have a stake in.
Absolutely. Well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. We hope you learned something, and we hope it sparks some important conversations in your own communities.
And that's it for this episode. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.